Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank, that little band from Texas, bringing us back 17 for the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the show with our new friend, Dr. Lois Frankel. She's the president of Corporate Coaching International. She's the author of a new book, Nice Girls Don't Speak Up or Stand Out. Lois, thanks again for being here. We're talking about women breaking through the precipice, as she calls it. She says women are on the precipice of greatness, breaking through the gridlock, the glass ceiling. One of the things I want to talk about now, Lois, because we've already established that there's a patriarchal hierarchy. It's been going on for millennia. It was primordial 100,000 years ago. It might have even been primordial 150 years ago. Today, it's not as relevant, but it's still some of it there. But the question I think that needs to be answered, Lois, is how much of the failure of for women or any particular woman to break through is as much on the woman as it is on the system. Meaning that the woman fails to put her own best foot forward, and what's causing that? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. You know, one of the things I talk about in all of my books is that most of us don't have any control over the patriarchy, do we? I'm not going to control that. I mean, I'm in my own small way. I may work to minimize it, but the fact is, for most women, they only have control over themselves. Mm-hmm. So if something's holding you back, you can't point a finger at a man. You can't point a finger at your company, at the boss. You have to point a finger at yourself, mm-hmm. and say, what am I doing to hold myself back? And how can I change that?
What because would be an example of something have... that would cause that? How do women hold themselves back?
Oh, sure. For example, women don't ask. They don't ask for raises. They don't ask for the things they deserve. They don't ask for the things they've earned. That was, you know, as you said, it was the title of one of the books. Nice girls just don't get it.
Can I give you a little bit of anecdotal research? I know women who help women get capital for their businesses, and they tell us two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, the reason she asked a venture capitalist one time, a man venture capitalist, why don't you invest more money in more women businesses? He said, because women don't ask me for the money. She went further and she found out one of the reasons was not because those who asked didn't get the money, didn't get it because they weren't capable, it's because they didn't ask for enough money.
Yeah, and that happens for women all the time. You know, yes. Again, the research shows that in negotiating for your first salary, for example, mm-hmm. women will negotiate for less. Even in a study, when they're told to go back and negotiate for more money, they negotiate for less than men do. And the reason for that is because, you know, there's a number of reasons, but, you know, one of them is they don't want to damage a relationship before they start it. They don't think that they've earned
they
it yet.
They worry about breaking rules, too.
Yes.
Men don't worry so much about – a woman asked me one time on the show, she said something about taking risks, and the research shows that women are more risk averse than men are. She says, why is that? I said, because we don't care if it breaks.
Yeah, it's
women
true.
Women care, you know, if it breaks. Men don't care. That,
yeah, when you relate that to, for example, financial investing, and that was another one of my books, Nice Girls Don't Get Rich. When you take a look at financial investing, women don't risk as much as men. So in some ways, they do better in the investments because they stay in them longer, but they miss opportunities.
Mm-hmm. They're probably better investors, but maybe not better traders. Would that be a good way to say it?
You know, I haven't looked at that, but that may be a better way to say it.
Does that make sense? It kind of makes sense. So I love saying this. What I'm about to say, I love saying this because I hope it means the most to women when I say this. And if confidence is a winner, and I believe it is, regardless of who you, if you're trying to convince a woman to do something with you or a man to do something with you, buy something, join you, and go to work with you, promote you, whatever, regardless of who you're talking to, confidence is a winner. And men are more confident of their ability than they deserve to be, and women are less confident in their ability than they deserve to be. And I think that holds women back too much. And if I could give women anything, I would tell them, you're capable. Own that. Claim that. Use it. What do you think, Lois?
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, that men do lead with their confidence. Women lead with their competence. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that people see the confidence first. When you walk into a room and you own it and you do it confidently, that's what shines. And women don't do that often enough. And so when you say own it, what would it look like to a woman? Well, there's a few simple things that a woman can do. I've already said, when you're sitting in a meeting, be among the first two or three people to speak. Early speakers are seen as more self-confident than later speakers. Mm-hmm. Use fewer words when you do speak. Prepare your communications in your head.
Why is that important for women? Why is it important for women to use fewer words?
Because the more words you use, you soften a message.
And it's the nature of a woman to use more words, isn't it? And it's the nature of a man to use less words. It's primordial.
I don't know that it's primordial. What I do know is that women do it because if more words soften a message, they are sometimes subconsciously softening the message so they don't get called that dreaded B word.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing on this issue you're talking about nice, this nice thing. And when we come back and we talk about, you know, what was it? What the lady who wrote the book Leaning In. You know who I'm talking about.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Sheryl Sandberg. Women. Let's talk about women and women. There's this patriarchal gridlock, but there's also another kind of a gridlock that's a different color. After the break with our new friend, Dr. Lois Frankel. Nice girls don't speak up or stand out. That's the new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.